guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
Are you? And I'm Meredith. Because I'm, are you Alicia?
Did I say the right name? Yeah, I'm Alicia.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. And I
quarantine edition, but better quarantine edition.
We are half better because I have a microphone.
I feel like you're 2 times better. Like 0.5 times better.
Yeah, we'll get there. We are getting Meredith a microphone. Everyone calm down. We understand our sound quality is not pristine.
I mailed Alicia one of the microphones. I also mailed her my power cord to my microphone. So we are idiots. We do know it and we accept it.
Yes. So this weekend I will be mailing back the power cord for Meredith. I also want to give a disclosure that I'm back in Chicago. There's obviously a lot going on in the world right now, and I live across the street from a hospital. So there may be sirens. It's just the world we live in right now.
Yeah, you guys wanted better microphones and sound quality? Well, we got way better microphones.
You're going to hear everything. Well, guys, we're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Check out their challenged podcast because we listen to that. Our girl Casey from Big Brother came through. Listen to them. Their words about her. I'm just kidding.
Don't ask who's Casey anymore. That's the real story.
But yeah, so be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Meredith, we hit our rating goal. We have 30 total ratings.
I was so
since we last talked to everyone, we have 3 reviews. 2 are 5-star, 1 is 2-star. Where do you want to start?
Let's just start with the bad news first.
Okay.
But hey, at least it wasn't a 1-star. We appreciate the 2 stars.
That's true. So it's 2 stars and it's titled Blah. And it's from OK, and she writes, or he writes, boring, period. And you know what? Okay.
That review is boring. Leave us alone.
Also,
world.
if you're like that angry at our podcast, there are so many other things in the world to be angry about. Instead of writing a horrible review for us, because honestly, who does that? Maybe write your congressman or you know,
write a petition.
Yeah, about what's actually happening to make you angry. Our podcast should be on the bottom of your list. So,
well, and like we love that you guys choose our podcast, but it is still a choice.
Just leave us alone.
Listen, we do this for us. You guys are just on this journey with us.
Well, we did get 2 5-stars. One is from Nora 1571, titled Great Podcast. Really enjoy it. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Nora.
Great work. Not even good work. Great work.
Great work.
Just wait
Thank
till
you,
hear better sound quality version. That was going to be an amazing work.
And then we have another 5-star, which gave us, you know, some encouragement from Bria and Samantha. And it says, keep going, girls. You guys will figure it out. Don't give up. Love the title of the podcast. It is great to have different opinions on the show.
Amen. Oh. Snaps. That's what my work crew does. We do snaps.
Our first perfectly sounding episode, I'm dedicating to Bria and Samantha for your encouraging words. It has not happened yet, but hopefully next week.
Maybe next week.
Next week, the Still episode will be dedicated.
For sure, we promise, or try to promise, we're going to work at it for when we do season 1.
Well, Meredith, are you mixing it up?
No. Oh, my God. I kind of forgot. I was eating dessert.
Oh. What was it?
Before we started recording. Chocolate-covered bananas from Trader Joe's.
Ooh,
so I
love
sweetening,
those.
Sweetening it up.
Ooh, I love those. I actually cheesed it up because I had a calzone for dinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you, like, make it? Did you get it? Like, did you get takeout?
It actually, so there's this thing in like the Chicago suburbs called the Dinner Club, and you can pick up like all the ingredients. It's basically like HelloFresh, except you don't have to make it yourself. It's like kind of made and you just have to like bake it. So it was like dough, and I just put the calzone in the oven and it was delicious.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it was solid. Oh, well, we have a lot to talk about today. I feel like we should get started. First, we have Facebook feedback from the last time we did this.
Wow, it's been forever.
I know. Yeah. So it is Carolyn commented a lot of different thoughts, most of which we agree with, but there's one Meredith we don't agree with that I'm going to touch on because I responded and asked her why. So if you join our Facebook group, we'll have debates and you can put your opinion out there.
Okay, so, I love chatting with everybody on Facebook. Same. I'm terrible at it and I apologize because I try.
I'm usually really good. So
yeah, at least just active.
Yeah.
I'm passive.
So Carolyn said she just caught up on the last three episodes of the show and the podcast and she's got some thoughts. Who the hell thinks you are supposed to be someone's bitch the whole year leading up to their wedding?
Amen.
Why the fuck didn't they address the my show comment more? Andy had better addressed this on the reunion, which he like kind of half does. So
he like makes fun of Jax, which I feel like that's the only way Jax will like get it. If like Andy digs at him, especially Andy, it's like, oh no.
But Carolyn, I don't know about you, but I wanted more. Number three is justice for Sheena, which we all know where I stand.
We appreciate it.
Okay, this is the one we don't agree on. I used to not be a fan.
You're already assuming I don't agree.
I know you. I used to not be a fan of Sandoval, but I have come to realize that he seems to be the only decent person on the whole show. To which I responded and asked her why she didn't like Sandoval before. Like, did I miss something? Did I forget something?
I don't, like, early Sandoval, I wasn't a huge fan either.
Oh, I was a big fan.
I just thought he was a little much, you know, like he is extra and I think now I appreciate the extra, but.
Well, yeah. Carolyn said, I always felt like Sandoval was constantly on a high horse about everything. Like the whole book signing argument, which we agree Sandoval is 100% wrong in that argument thing.
Yeah.
I've now kind of come around on him because of how he has handled other issues and has seemed to truly be empathetic to the situation. I still can't stand that he follows literally every I'm sorry with a but. It's a huge pet peeve of mine and it completely negates the apology, which I know you've said too.
Yeah, I think it's just like,
are you alive?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, here, you're back. Sorry.
Okay, sorry, I was on my phone, so I think it cut out my internet.
But yeah,
I think like his apologies are, he's just set in his way of how he apologizes, so I don't think it'll ever change.
Yeah, but we also had something from Andrea or Andrea, I have to ask for the phonetic spelling next time, but she, you know how we talked about that editor that made awful edits of Sheena?
Yeah,
she said, did anyone else see that Brie the editor got fired for her Sheena edit?
Yeah, I know we talked about that earlier this week when we just talked about life.
The editor.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I mean, how could she not get fired, especially when she like actually said the truth, you know?
I know. Yeah, Brie the editor. Goodbye.
Adios. I'm curious to see what next season will look like for Sheena then.
I hope she finally gets a redemption season with her hot Australian boyfriend named Brock.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I hope he's on the show.
Me too. Well, so I watched Secrets Revealed and I didn't hate it.
I watched half of it and it was pretty good. I watched, like I said, I love Summer House. I watched the Summer House one and it was kind of dumb because you just saw like a little bit more and I feel like that show's not as juicy as Vanderpump because they're only with each other half of the weekend and there's so much that goes on back in the city that they can't really talk about, I feel like, when they come to Summer House.
Fear not, I did a ton of research this week as far as like tweets and Instagrams went too. I'm gonna start out, this was not on the show, but I was curious as to what my boy Peter is up to, right? For the past 4 years he has been working on a short film called The Raven Destiny. A short film. Why don't we promote him? So then he is also helping clear the list, which is that thing where people will buy school supplies for teachers that need it.
Oh, I, for a minute, part of the list was the like, shoot, what are those, the My Favorite Murder podcast donate all their funds to? I thought that's what you were going to say, the like rape kit.
No, no.
I was like, interesting call, no. Peter.
He's helping teachers.
Okay.
Which is great. I knew Peter was the most philanthropic. He also has launched Peterific Slots, which from my creeping is an app where you can play slots on your phone.
You know, these are all really, really different things.
And he has a happy hour a happy hour at 3:30 Monday through Friday on YouTube. Or at least he did last week.
Just during quarantine or just like?
I know nothing. Who knows? This was very, very basic creeping. Because mostly I was looking for other people's opinions on reunion tweets. You know, reunion ideas. But then I came across Peter and was like, because someone was like, obsessed. Hashtag, like, where's Peter? And I was like, you're right. Where is Peter?
Oh my God. I see, I'm so bad at noticing him.
Where is Peter? But yeah, okay. So Meredith, let me update you on Secrets Revealed. I'm just going to do basic highlights because I'd rather talk about the reunion because I thought it was really good.
Me too.
First of all, Katie in quarantine looks fantastic. She looked fantastic on the reunion. What?
Did your version of Secrets Revealed have the quarantine like little clips of the cast, like them chatting with each other?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I didn't know if that was just like the extra version. You know how they always, the second time they play the episode, it's like the pop-up version.
Yeah, that's how they went from scene to scene. It was like people on Zoom and then like what they wanted to show us. But yeah, Katie looks fucking amazing in quarantine. She looked so good on Secrets Revealed. I think even I have a
better,
girl crush.
Even better on the reunion.
The reunion, she looked fantastic.
No print hair.
No, thank fucking God. So nothing really interesting happened there. Katie and Schwartz did a date night, but it ended up that they just laid down their phones and went to bed. So
beautiful.
So we go to Jax and Brittany. Brittany's mom came during the season and we didn't see it, which I'm like,
that's crazy. They love her.
Yeah, right.
Jax is usually psycho and she like gives a good like facial expression.
Yeah, right. And she's on Cameo under Vanderpump Rules.
Oh.
Which, like,
love it. Love that she's making money off the show she comes on once.
So then Brittany and Jax have this whole conversation about how when they have a baby, Jax can't be left alone with it.
Okay. And why would Brittany trust? Or Jax was talking about not being left alone with the baby.
His baby, yeah. What were you saying?
The funniest part of that is that he was like, when you have a child, and then he would be like, well, when we, I mean, like, we have a child, but, like, it's your, it's kind of like he was like, it's your child. Like,
it's your kid. I'm just here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we cut to Stassi, Bo, and Sheena, which I was surprised about. But then it showed a clip about Sheena and Stassi going to lunch, and Sheena was so fucking nice. She, like, paid for the lunch and didn't even get anything. So, like,
what?
I fucking love Sheena. I know, right? So, okay, then they start talking about this lady, Janet, right? All of a sudden, Janet comes up, and I'm like, who the fuck's Janet? You know who Janet is? Do you remember, it had to be maybe last season? No, it was this season because there were new people. Sheena and, like, Charlie and Danica maybe had to get their dresses for Sir altered, and there was that random bitch that did it.
Yes.
That's Janet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
you
Janet.
Must know.
Because they showed a clip of her. There was a possibility of a threesome between Dana, Max, and Janet. Like, Dana wanted the three.
No.
She was, like, attracted to Janet.
Dude, I love Dana for her honesty and just being her. But Janet? Come on, they're way better people. I get not picking somebody in the group. I mean, obviously, Sheena's out, Kristen's out, like... Don't want those people in on it, but
if you watch Gossip Girl, you know the cardinal rule that every threesome, the third person you should not know or have a relationship with, which is Janet.
I guess that
I want Janet back.
because you need to like be somewhat comfortable with them, you know, like you can't, they just can't be a rando off the street. But
okay, so then we go, this is what I'm like emphasizing, because this is all I wanted to know all season, and I finally got it. Threesome Brett.
Yes, our favorite character. Literally our favorite from the season.
So we know that Danica got suspended for punching Threesome Brett in the face for asking her for a threesome, but they were dating at the time.
Yes.
So Danica got suspended, and they show a clip of her talking to Lisa, and she's like, this ruins my life. But then 4 minutes later, she's in the back of Sir with Threesome Brett, and they're talking about this whole thing. And Danica's like, I don't even know why you had to bring this up at work. I told you 3 months ago I would do it.
Shut up.
What's the argument? What's the argument even like?
Oh my God.
Threesome Brett was like, then I don't see the problem. Like, okay, I was just bringing up a girl I wanted to have a threesome with. And Danica's like, not at work, you can't. And it was like nuts. And I was like, I don't even know what we're arguing about.
That's even less juicy that it's like the fight wasn't actually the threesome. It was that he brought it up at work.
Which like isn't even a fight, but it was funny because I finally got, also Threesome Brett is not cute. PSA.
No, no. Are they still together?
No, I don't know. Danica's not hooking up with anyone else, so I don't know.
Okay.
And I wanted to touch on that Stassi's younger sister was on the show when it got cut off, but she's the most gorgeous person next to Stassi that I've ever seen. Yeah, Georgie.
Isn't her like named Georgia something? Georgie.
Yeah, she's 7 years younger. But they're so cute. And I guess Stassi's mom is really mean to Georgie too. You know, like in her like funny way. She was like, who the fuck would want to get married? And Georgie's like, I'm literally about to get married, mom. Could you not?
And Stassi's about to get engaged.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh man. But I guess
they're
like
cute.
Is Stassi the only child with her parents? And then her parents had like a few kids too? Like separate of each other?
I'm not sure on the family tree, but I know Georgie's mom is Stassi's mom, and so is Nikolai.
Yeah, and then I think she has
another brother.
I think she has two on her dad's side, but I think she's the only child between both.
Oh, maybe. Dun. I don't know. I'll look at Stassi's family tree later.
If we did research, we would know this.
So then,
I just have these random thoughts all the time. I do like, too. I can't research it beforehand.
I didn't think about this.
Everybody, you let me know.
So then Stassi and Brittany have like their Zoom hangout in quarantine. And Stassi goes, hey, Brittany, are you feeling better? Are you still throwing up every morning? And Brittany's like, it's getting better, right? So I'm like, she's pregnant. But no, remember that thing that Brittany has where she drinks a lot of alcohol and then throws up? So they told her don't drink alcohol, but she just never stopped drinking alcohol. So it was a stupid storyline.
Wait, I have this. I have something very similar.
Ew. You are Brittany.
Because your body gets dehydrated. That's what mine is.
They said, and they were like, don't drink alcohol. And then she went to Vegas for Tom and Katie's wedding and drink alcohol.
Obviously.
So, what a pointless time. I'm going to skip over it. Then we had a little, we have a little switch to Tom Tom, right? I'm going to emphasize this because I loved it. So they're talking about the wedding, Tom and Tom. And they're like, Tom Schwartz is like, we haven't christened the house yet. I'm waiting until I'm married, ha ha ha, you know. And Sandoval's like, somehow the name of Katie and Schwartz's sex tape comes up, and they start spitball. Sandoval and Schwartz just keep going off, and they came up with two Bubba's, one pizza.
Oh,
so this dick does work, volume one. Backdoor Bubba.
Okay. I think number two is my favorite thus far.
One night with a classic penis.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Mounted in moo-moos.
Love that.
And may the Schwartz be in you.
Oh, I don't like
that. That's the one they ended on. That's the one they ended on. So then we had a quick thing. James and Raquel are so fucking cute. That's it. I don't really care about this conversation that much.
Is that whenever he picks her up from work?
Yeah, he picked her up from work.
This is where I started in the episode.
And it was fine. Oh, so you saw the Sheena, or not the Sheena, the Charlie and Dana fight.
Yeah, that was so dumb.
So dumb. I don't even know. It literally went from like, oh, they're talking about pasta to like, what are we bitching about anymore?
I love the segue though of the, like, I think of Sheena and Charlie video chatting, and Charlie was like, ugh, I don't want them to show this because I'm going to get more hate online, just like the pasta moment.
I'm really warming up to Charlie. Like, I really like her.
I'm getting her humor now. Like,
yeah, she's funny.
But you got to get comfortable with her first.
Yeah, this is funny. I'm going to skip the next scene. It was just Brett talking about Sheena with Jax. It really wasn't anything. Yeah, and then about how Charlie missed her shift a while ago.
Yeah.
And she asked if Lisa farted when she worked out.
So weird.
To which Brett said that Lisa doesn't poop.
Yeah, obviously.
And then they go to Vegas for the wedding, and Stassi just wants her engagement ring. So then can we get to the meat and potatoes, this reunion?
Yeah. Let's get to the real stuff. That was a nice intro. Let's just dive in.
Thank you. It took way too long. Okay. So we open up with a Zoom reunion.
I love it. I love everybody getting ready. I like how honest they were, like, this is where we're at. And it was just
Lisa,
like,
was straight
up. Doing their own shit.
Lisa was straight up in her bra. Straight up. So Andy asked Lisa how business is going. Oh my God. Did you hear that motorcycle, you guys?
Yeah. Was that a motorcycle?
The sound quality is crazy now. So Lisa says business is frustrating. The staff are on unemployment. When will we get back? Luckily they have the show to fall back on. Am I right, everyone?
I was thinking about that. Like, technically, can they be on unemployment? Because they're probably getting paid for this show right now.
I think if their job is actually sir.
But, this
but
if they're getting paid elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't, just because, like, I mean, like, in a month, they probably won't be getting paid for the show. You know, it's not like they have a salary with it. That's the downfall.
I don't know. And you know what? I think these people are fine, so I don't really care about their well-being too much. I think they'll be okay.
It's up for the people who are not on the show.
Yes. And then Andy asks about Stassi and Beau's new house, and they have a nice view now and a lot of space, so they don't have to be near each other all the time, which is great in quarantine.
Yeah.
Okay, so Andy starts right off the bat and asks about the Your Show comment.
Yeah, I love this. He goes, hey, Jax, just thanks for allowing everyone to be on your show.
And Jax goes, what happened?
Oh, my God. Like, and then every time. Jax always missed stuff, and then Brittany would be like, and she'd like tap. And I loved how they like went in on like little conversations that people like Jax and Brittany were having with each other, or like Ariana and Tom. And she's like, they're talking about the time you like, you know.
And everyone just kind of makes fun of him, like straight up.
I love the new name, Jax and Friends. It gets brought up a few times.
Yeah. And Lisa even says, she's like, I think Jax really thinks this is his show, like straight 100%. Up.
He's so narcissistic. That's why.
He's the worst. Let me tell you, Jax is my least favorite person in this. Jax and Brittany, again, just mute them. Please, God.
Okay, there's a version of Jax that I do enjoy, like, watching. This is not the version.
No,
like,
not even a little bit.
This petty stuff about, like, the wedding, I'm over it.
When we go back and rewatch, I'm pretty sure it's season, like, 2 or 3 that's the Jax that I enjoy. He's a weirdo instead of just like mean, you know. I didn't mind
the early seasons, even season 1. I thought him and Stassi were hilarious.
And then we comment on Sandoval's new facial hair, which Lala finds hot.
I didn't like the Wolverine on Jax. That was weird, but great name, whoever said that.
Loved it. And then we talk really quick about James's sobriety. Raquel is 100% turned on when he's DJing now.
Kristen, it was never.
Kristen's like less than attractive.
Oh my God. But classic Kristen chiming in anytime James talked. I was just like, oh, even in Zoom, Kristen.
She played this one off really well though. Like, it could have gotten bad, because I'm pretty sure Andy was like, Kristen, do you find James attractive? And she was like, No. And so it was like, fine, because she could have really like taken that the wrong way.
Yeah.
Dana's a bartender at Tom Tom now in November.
Okay, I love the little video because that outfit cracked me up.
I know.
But I think that's so awesome. I'm happy she's bartending.
Max is her boss.
Awkward.
Sheena's dating Australian Brock, and she seems so happy. She deserves the best.
I know.
And then Andy asked Charlie if she's tried pasta yet.
I can't believe she said she's tried the Olive Garden pasta. Like, oh my God.
She's like, yes, I went to Olive Garden. And I want to be like, of all the places you get pasta.
Well, everybody's like, that's better than the Cheesecake Factory. And Lisa's like, yeah, please don't ever talk about the Cheesecake Factory at my restaurant again.
Oh my God. I know. It was so funny. I really like Charlie now. She cracked me up.
I'm dumbfounded when these things come up, but I love her humor throughout this all.
So then we finally get into topics.
Yes, we do.
Stassi's Basic Bitch book event at Tom Tom. The Sandoval vs. Stassi saga.
I loved it.
Rewatching it makes me cringe. Like a lot.
It like reminds me how dumb it was.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're arguing about. So Katie is like confused as to why Sandoval made a big deal out of it. Bo said that Sandoval knew about it the night before, but then Sandoval sent that text to Stassi.
Yep. And then, I like that, like they brought it up that yes, he did know, because we already knew he kind of knew because him, like the Toms talked about it, but knowing that he talked about it the night before and like he was in detail talking about the plane and we got the receipts, like the video from that. I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. And then Stassi says straight up, she's like, I got 2 out of 3 owners confirmation. I didn't think I needed yours too. And then everyone asks if Sandoval is jealous of Stassi. And he says that he's not. And even if he was, he'd never admit it.
Yeah. He was like, I'd go to the grave with that.
And he says he thinks he was just scared of failing. So because he wasn't involved, it like gave him a ton of anxiety, which I get, was still wrong. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think that is a normal thing. So I can see how that transpired. But yeah,
this was the straight up
idiot. Even more so on this because everybody confirmed we had all talked about this. Like, what truly was the problem?
And I appreciated how Ariana just kind of let Tom do his thing. Mm-hmm. She didn't get involved. Cough, cough. Brittany,
shut the fuck up. She doesn't take it personally when other people fight. Like, she's not mad at Stassi, and she knows Stassi's not mad at her when her and Tom like blow up.
Yeah, and this is the straight up the most civilized thing that happened.
Isn't that crazy?
It was like, yeah. Oh, so then we move on to Dana and Max, and Sheena a little bit.
Yeah, like, Sheena's, I know,
in and out.
I was like, Dana and Max in parentheses and Sheena.
Yeah, so they talk about how in Sheena and Max's relationship, Sheena just took Max to do a bunch of stuff, and then she bought him an Apple Watch, which he still wears.
She was more like a sugar mama than ever when he was like, yeah, maybe things we enjoyed, you know, she took me to Clippers games. She was like, oh my God, are you like a 10-year-old she's babysitting, or are you like a guy she's dating?
Yeah, and he really kind of downplayed the relationship, and Sheena's like, no, we dated for like a few months, so
yeah,
like, get it together.
But she did kind of look crazy about the Apple Watch. Like, he was like, I mentioned once that I wanted an Apple Watch, and then she bought it.
I mean, Sheena's a giver. Only gives.
I mean, we go from a penguin to an Apple Watch. I guess it's kind of more normal.
I miss the penguin. That was the best.
I need to give it to him.
So then we find out that Max slept with T-shirt girl, which was the girl that he gave that Tom Tom T-shirt to while he was dating Dana. So Dana thought... Yeah. And Dana straight up admits, she's like, I was obsessed with Matt. There's no shame in my game.
Okay, I was trying to get it. What do you think about her like talking about the relationship? Because when Sheena was on, was it that podcast you were talking about Sheena was on? And she said that Dana came in and like had romantic relationships with Max and then Brett just as a storyline. So do you think that's true now? I can't decipher.
I think she came in saw the manager at TomTom, Max, and was like, I'm going to motherfucking get this. And then I think she really did like learning, like yeah. Max. But like, I mean, we all got to play the game, you know? We all go after guys. We all got to do it. It's fine.
It did seem a little bit more genuine whenever we heard that they got together off camera.
Yeah.
Again. Or not really got together, but like sparks flew a little bit.
Yeah, they reconnected. That was the word. They reconnected after this season. It's spicy.
Spent some holidays together.
Oh, that's right. That was so weird. I was like, we just went from friends to like lovers real fast. So then it's like, who else did Max sleep with? Max, do you want to confess to anyone else?
Oh my God.
Who did you think it was? I thought it was Danica.
I thought it was going to be Danica too, to be honest.
I was like, is it Danica? I even wrote it down. It's Danica.
I thought it was going to be a drunken hookup, you know, like he was like pretty drunk and she, like, because we always thought maybe she
liked him. Ooh. Did you see Kristen coming? Kristen.
No, because I even racked my brain of when did they hang out during the season? You know, like when did they ever talk?
Yeah, Kristen and I slept together. And then Kristen digs her own grave, was like, yeah,
twice. Wait, the best is like everybody's face. Like Stassi was like so close to like the camera, like what? No. Mouth open.
Your mouth either, or your jaw either hit the floor or you started cracking up. Like those were the two reactions. Cause James, I think, just started losing it. Yes. Like straight up dying.
Like, you can tell he doesn't care. You know, he just thinks this is like hilarious, like the Kristen. Events unfolding. Yeah.
And then Lala yells, stop giving Max your pussy.
I didn't think Lala was great in this like episode, but she had some good little one-liners like that every once in a while.
And she looked great.
She looked tiny, like thin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Stassi's the most shook and she starts going off.
Well, the background, she was like, when? Like in the background as Kristen's like, yeah, twice, or Stassi was like, When were you single? When were you single?
I thought you were dating Carter. I didn't know you were single. Also, Dana and Kristen are friends.
Yeah, so, okay. That was weird because I didn't really think that they were friends. I thought when Stassi said that, I thought, well, like when had they really hung out? But when they played the, like the video clips of it, I was like, oh yeah, the way she greets her, like they're friends.
Yeah. And I think they like maybe became closer after the show because Kristen lost two of her best friends. So she's going to hang out with Sheena, who's hanging out with Danica and Charlie and Dana now.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
And then it's like Kristen hooked up while Max and Dana were dating. Like okay, yes, someone said that. No one knows the math in all this.
Kristen said November. It happened November. But remember just a minute ago, they said the holidays is when Dana and Max kind of rekindled things. So that's like late November, Thanksgiving, one of the holidays, end of December. Like it's like right within them rekindling things, Dana and Max rekindling things, I feel like.
Oh, but then we gotta ask, is Max a sex addict? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think people are trying to pull something out of a hat that's not there.
I think Jax is a sex addict, or he was, because remember he had that revolving sheet for a while.
Oh God, that was so bad. Remember he had to go to Reiki to like get over it.
I'm pretty sure he slept with the Reiki lady
too. Oh, 100%. There's no way. Remember that one awkward like filming day they had? Anyways, let's move on. I could go down a whole rabbit hole.
So James is just like yells. He's like, I'm not surprised. I love Zoom because it like pops up randomly. Oh my God, you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I told you it's crazy in Chicago.
Holding your ear, don't change that microphone.
I'm trying to, can you hear me? Should I get closer? No. Okay. So, Stassi then goes off because she has PTSD from Kristen sleeping with Jack.
Which I think I love that she was like, this is why nobody trusts you. Like, she finally has a true reason and a true example because it's been so long since the Kristen Jack Stassi thing. But now Stassi has something to point to and be like, well, you did somebody else. I knew I couldn't trust you.
I think Stassi's still scarred from this because it was a huge deal, and she forgave Kristen partly because she had no other friends.
Kind of forgave her. Yeah.
Yeah, she just lost Katie, so she was like, I guess I'll take back Kristen then. But she starts going off. No one trusts you. Sheena comes in and goes, I trust her. Sheena.
I was like, honey, not
save yourself. Save yourself.
Listen, you can trust her and be friends with her, but just you need to be quiet right now.
And then James actually comes through for Stassi. He's like, Kristen is not a good friend.
No.
And it ends there.
Especially at a time when your main friends hate you. Wouldn't you want to be extra kind to the new friends?
I don't know. But can we talk really quick? So every time Kristen was like on the, like big on the screen, there was like a small dog teepee behind her. And I was so confused. That. It was like a full on teepee before a dog.
I think this section of like the episode was when Kristen was like, I'm done. Like, I'm done being on this show.
Yeah,
like,
I'm done.
I won't
I'm done.
See you guys anymore. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't think I'd be that upset.
I don't think I'd notice. Brittany would have less people to talk to.
You notice when Peter's not there, but we've never noticed when God.
Peter's important.
I agree. Somebody has to run the restaurant.
He should own one of the restaurants. Why didn't Lisa go into business with Peter? I'm still bitter. I would go to Petey's restaurant.
Okay. Well, then download his vlogs.
It's Peterific slots, everyone. Okay. So let's do the new blood.
Yeah.
We have Danica. She's introduced through her DUI and breathalyzer. We
Loved
have
it.
Brett, who trains and flirts with Lisa. We have Charlie, who doesn't eat pasta. We have
or avocados.
Or avocados. We have Dana, who dips Max's necklace in cat litter. Then we have Max.
I'd love to say that again.
Max, who's the GM at Tom Tom, and a nicer way to say a man whore. You can't get that word.
I loved how section ended. I loved it. He was like, ah, oh, what's that? What can I say that's nicer than
man? Man whore. So Andy asked Dana, how nice has this group been? And Dana said the people at Tom Tom are like really nice, but Sir is not at all welcoming. And then you have Jackson Stassi, like the old king and queen of Sir, being like, it's a rite of passage. And I think Dana was like, whatever.
I think Stassi was saying it endearing, like girls like will kind of pick on you, but then like if you get picked on, it means they kind of like you and feel threatened, and then they'll become your friends eventually. Jax was just like, we don't want you here. Like, that's Jax's attitude. It's like, I have friends. I didn't want new people coming into this group. So back out.
Yeah, because Andy asks him, are you threatened by new blood? And Jax says he's not threatened, but it's tough to bring new people in and start relationships when he already has relationships, meaning he doesn't need new friends.
What happened when Brittany came in?
Everyone had to be so incredibly welcoming to her, or else Jax freaked the fuck out.
She didn't even come in a normal way. Like, think she didn't even work at Sir. She was working at Hooters, and Jax just, like, forced her into the group. At least these people work together.
Yeah. So then we get the best. We get the queen of the whole reunion. It's Charlie.
10 out of 10. My
it's
favorite point.
Charlie. And Andy asks her, do you think Jax feels threatened? And she's like, yeah, threatened enough to go on Twitter and rant about me when I don't even have a Twitter.
Yeah, she was like, he just like texts and tweets about me, and I don't even have Twitter, so I don't really know what he's doing there.
And then she goes, and I don't even know this 50-year-old man. And it just cuts to Bo, who's like fully pinching his face, trying not to laugh. And Stassi's just like, ugh.
And Jax is like, who are you calling a 50-year-old man? Like,
I'm 40.
I'm old. I'm
40.
And I'm like, okay.
40.
You're exaggerating. Like, you really need to calm down about your age. If you're that upset if somebody calls you an old man, like, you okay, she's like, you're 20 years older than her. Isn't she like 20 something?
She's your dad. We did the math. He
no,
is as old.
He's her dad. Not, he could be. Not.
Sorry.
No, she's her dad.
He could be her dad.
Yeah.
He's so old. So then Charlie calls Jax what he is, a bully. And she could give two shits about what he says.
I like how she sticks up for like self, and she says it like, I don't care what you guys think. At the end of the day, You're an old man and I don't care what you think.
And then Jax is like, you're insignificant, sweetheart. And then Kristen steps in and she's like, you need to calm your tits. And then we have Jax who, know your role. That's my favorite. Know your role. No, your role. You old, sick little man.
Well, I like that people stepped in and were like, okay, like, you need to have a little bit of respect. I hated that Lisa was like, you don't have respect for Jax or the old cast members, which there's, when there's not respect given, there's zero respect. Like, if I'm not getting respect at some basic level, I'm not going to give any respect then. Like,
yeah, Charlie says, she's like, I don't need, because someone says you need to earn respect. She's like, I don't need to earn anything.
Yeah.
I am who I am.
Jax is the most disrespectful. That's the person I would not show any respect to.
Jax calls her sweetie, and I could have fucking hit him. That is the most demeaning thing.
Right. I'm watching, I watched Below Deck, Mediterranean, whatever, mm-hmm. and the season 5 just started, and it's an all-women, like, senior, like, manager crew type thing, and this one guy keeps calling his manager sweetie, and she's like, no. You don't call a woman that, and you don't, especially don't call somebody above you that. Oh, no. It's insane. Anyway, sorry.
Well, I just want everyone to know, I looked at all the tweets, and
you did.
Most people, I looked at a lot of reunion tweets, just from, like, the fans to see what they thought, and straight up, everyone was like, hell yeah, Charlie, shut the fuck up, Jax. Stop calling her sweetie.
My favorite part was, like, Charlie goes on her little rant, everybody tells her to, like, show respect, and then Jax is like, I just fell asleep. And then Charlie, you're old and it's past your bedtime. I was like, nailed it. Nailed it.
Oh my God.
He walked right into
so
that.
So funny. Andy is like, Jax, what are you tweeting about? It was about the pasta. So original.
Oh God. So dumb.
Charlie says no one wants to watch her on the TV anymore. Or watch him on TV. No one wants to see Jax on TV, which people also tweeted. Everyone was like, Jax doesn't need to be on our TV. We're over it. Bring Charlie back.
I'd give Charlie a second shot. I don't think she was great this year, but I'm willing to give her a second shot after this reunion.
I think she could be great. I think we're building something.
I agree.
Tom Schwartz didn't start as a real cast member either, and now look at him.
Well, she still kind of sucks in some ways.
But through this whole thing, I love watching everyone else's reactions. Like Ariana and Sandoval cracking up. Bo can't hold it together. James, Danica, Brett, Max, they all love Charlie. We're all dying. It's hilarious.
She's kind of like a Lala where it's like, you know what? I really don't care what you say. I'm going to be who I am. Like, F you. Yeah. Either take me or leave me.
And then Brittany. Girl, you are something else, I swear. Never in my life has someone acted so disrespectful.
Okay, Brittany.
And Charlie, Jax goes, I know you are the most disrespectful person. And Charlie just gives her a cute little smile where she's like, thanks.
Oh, Jax, honey, you have something on her. Don't worry.
I loved it. That was my favorite part of this whole reunion, straight up. It was awesome.
I agree. I thoroughly agree.
So then if we talk about costumes.
I'm so happy we got to this. Like, I'm happy they discussed it in this much detail.
What about how Jax bitches about having to dress up and then throws a costume party and Stassi calls him an asshole?
Yeah, it's so they go through all the costume parties they basically did, which is the old men for the bachelor party, the tacky like bachelorette thing, the Vegas wedding, Sandoval's extra party, and then just Jax. And Jax blamed his birthday costume on Brittany, which is so ridiculous. It's like, well, I mean, like, you bought it, so like I kind of just wore it. And you could tell she wanted to say something and be like, well, not really, like, yeah, I bought it for you, but you really wanted it. But she wouldn't like go against him.
Yeah, well, Stassi was like, give me a break, that is the dumbest fucking thing, like, straight up, that is the stupidest reason.
I love that Stassi calls him out.
Well, that's because Bo really likes dressing up. So he's really the king of this universe.
He owns it.
So then Sheena was the dominatrix for Sandoval's party.
Loved it.
Right? It was Sandoval's party, right?
Yeah.
The whip was Ariana's, which I forgot about, that she bought that at Pride to spice up her sex life.
I forgot about that too. I love seeing that again because she was like, well, let's just like get this.
And then, oh my God, more motorcycles, guys.
What? Ooh, it's a cloudy night in Chicago.
A lot noisier than my parents' basement. So then Lala is really boring in the bedroom. She's turning into a Katie, basically. They just don't.
Yeah, but
it
makes sense when she explained it. She was like, I mean, we basically have to look at a day planner and be like, when do we not have kids? And I was like, okay, I get that. Like, because I get, you know, like they played the clip where she used to like dress up and they would meet in a bar. And theirs was more elaborate, you know?
Yeah.
You can't really be like, kids, let's go to dinner. And your dad and I are going to pretend we don't know each other.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Okay, yeah.
It makes sense.
Raquel is asked about what her ideal costume would be. Guys, she is so fucking cute and innocent. She said she wants to be a fairy garden. A garden fairy.
Yeah. I loved it. She was like, my mom used to throw me fairy garden parties. So like that'd be my ideal costume. And I'm like, what?
Her haircut as a child in those photos, atrocious.
No, but I thought it was like a cute, you know, like the throwback pictures where you're like, whoa, what was going on? It's not like it's too horrendous. It was I mean, we all have that haircut.
Yep. Okay. So then we talk about how Schwartz lost his marriage license again.
Again. Oh my God.
Is the prenup still valid? I love this. I love
it. I kind of wish I would have asked my dad that. My dad's a divorce lawyer. I technically, because I think
if they're, not
legally married, the minute they get legally married, I think it would be valid, but they don't have any joint assets. Maybe since they own a house together, if they're both on the deed, maybe they would use that paperwork.
Can you get that info from your dad and let us know?
TBD. Let me bring on the surprise guest.
Okay, so we have the Randall and Jax police prank. Let's talk about this really quick. In today's day and age, especially right now, it's a very inappropriate prank to play. Let's start right there.
They got kind of lucky that aired a bit ago. Like people have forgotten about it somewhat.
At the same time, people don't forget. We all hated that prank.
But I'm just saying, can you imagine if the episode aired this week?
I think Andy Cohen would be getting a lot of hate.
So
Katie didn't find it funny. Similarly to me, because I found it awful. So we talk about how Schwartz fucking went off on Katie. Called her, he's never been more turned off. She's such a buzzkill. Yeah. God, he can't believe he's married to her. And everyone was like, Schwartz, you're wrong. And he goes, I'm going to try to explain myself.
And Lala's like, don't.
Don't do it.
And should I do
like,
it?
No, I'll do it.
I was wondering what that was from like, whenever they're...
Same.
The promo.
Trailer. Yeah, promo.
Yeah. I was like, what could he possibly be talking about? And it made sense there. I get why he wants to explain himself, but
should I do it? No, I'm gonna do it.
That's so Schwartz. I'll just do it.
So Lala says that behavior is canceled, and then you have Ariana and Schwartz that cheer in the background. And you know what? I love Schwartz and not Schwartz, Sandoval. I think I mixed up the terms. Ariana and Sandoval cheer in the background, and I love Sandoval and Katie's weird friendship that they have. I love it.
Yeah.
I
agree. It's canceled, but I was happy to hear, like, I feel like Katie does need to say, this doesn't happen, you know, every once in a while it will, but I can promise you he'd be dead. Like, I'd be the one convicted because he would be dead.
But Schwartz then makes an awful, awful joke about how he needs to bring people down. So then when he compliments them,
it means more.
It means more. And everyone was literally like, no. Sports is canceled in today's society. Just straight up, this man is so dumb.
I can't. It's just...
Then we have... Okay, so this is another great little moment. Are you like...
I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it. I was thinking the same thing Andy was.
It's on a break, right? And it like cuts back to everyone getting re-ready and like touched up. And you see someone in bare hands fix Lisa's hair. And Andy's like...
Yeah, that girl got her hairdresser to move in with her.
She's quarantining with Lisa Vanderpump. No, but Andy is like, hey, Lisa, you're not wearing any gloves. And Lisa holds up her own hands and are like, yeah, and not like, today.
I know. I was like, I did the best. I know Lisa's fancy, but like, when does she, I'm thinking white gloves when he first said it.
Yeah,
I was like,
same. But then Andy's like, no, I meant the person touching your hair. And then she goes, oh, that's Pandy. And then Pandora pops in really quick.
She came out of my vagina. She's fine. I was like, okay. I mean,
Andy's that's like, oh.
I loved a good
so
Pandy
cute,
shot.
Though.
We really didn't get her at all this season, mm-hmm. did we?
We didn't get Pandy.
Which
Pandy
is
or Jason.
That because they have that wine business.
Yep. We didn't get Max either, and he's a busboy still, I think.
At the beginning of the quarantine, they posted a picture, and it was Lisa, Ken, Pandy, and Jason. And people were like, WTF, where is Max?
Where's Max?
Why would you post a picture without him? And he is, I think, working at a restaurant somewhere in, I think, Oregon or Washington. And like, or maybe not a restaurant. I don't really know. He's doing something, not, and he's not in LA right now.
I have always felt bad for Max because Pandy is clearly the favorite. And I always just, Max is
Max
like another
is a,
Peter, where when
yeah.
I see Max, I'm like, oh my God, there's Max.
Well, Max is adopted, so I wonder if there's already some like,
I know,
frustrations there.
And he
like,
was like, he was like always not the bad kid, but you know, like the one that gave Lisa a little bit more heart attack.
He's like
he's
milder Jack.
Yeah.
Cheeky. I wasn't gonna say that.
A little cheeky.
Okay.
So whatever. Then we go to Jax. And when he went out to dinner with Lala and Randall, and he said Ariana should figure out what sexuality she is because it changes every day. And I was mainly pissed at Lala for not saying anything. We get there eventually, but I was like, are we not going to call her out? Like, that was my straight up first thought. But Jax apologizes, probably for like the first time. He probably hasn't apologized yet. There's cameras now, though. And Brittany is nodding the whole time. Like, I agree with my husband.
Here's what's ridiculous. Is he apologizes and he's like, well, that was just a garbage thing to say. And then Andy like reminded him, well, you repeated it on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was really bad too. Because they showed the clip.
Yeah.
And Andy straight up says, what is it about being bisexual that you don't understand? Like, let's fucking hear it.
Yeah.
Let's go. And he goes, I understand it.
Oh,
like, my
okay.
eyes rolled into my head.
So you're just being a dick for no reason then?
So then it's asked again, do you have judgment on it? Does it bother you in some way? And he goes, no, Ariana just bothers me. Which is, like, so fucking rude. She's not
what
like
a weird,
you.
But it's, like, I totally get that he hates her. That doesn't bother me. Like, there are, like, he makes a million other comments that really don't bother me that much. But, like, why... Mm-hmm. Why do you constantly make comments about her deciding what her sexuality is when she has decided? She's very open about it. She says she reminds us that, like, I have been open since day one about my sexuality. Everybody who knows me knows I'm bisexual. Really haven't hidden it. So my partner has known since day one. So
it's not a big deal. And
like
then
the personal
she
attacks says- Jack loves to take. This has nothing to do with her relationship with Sandoval, because Sandoval has never expressed any like issues with it. So like, why would your friend bring it up?
And also it's like rude at this point. Like Ariana struggled enough coming out. We saw her at Pride. She's like, I finally fucking feel comfortable enough to be in my own skin. Mm-hmm. And then for Jax to constantly just be like, ooh, you're gay now. You're straight now. You're bi now. I don't know what's happening. It's just so incredibly inappropriate. Doesn't matter. If she doesn't want to label herself, she doesn't have to.
You're not the one in a relationship with her. So
no, you're not even
her
friends
sexuality
with her.
Truly does not, should not affect you.
No. And then Danica even, which like props to Danica. She's like, why are you so obsessed with the fact that she's figuring it out? Like she can figure it out.
Even if she is figuring it out, what's the problem?
And then Jax is like, there's no reason. She just bothers me. And then Charlie goes, why? That's so fucking weird. Just like that.
And then of course Jax is like, get off this show. You're not on the
show. Who are you? Who are you? And she goes, I'm Charlie Burnett, the girl you tweet about on Twitter.
And then she's like, okay, listen, stop telling her to get off your show. She, like, somebody was like, who even are you? And somebody from the background was like, she's a cast member on Jackson Friends.
Yeah.
But I think
it was Andy. It was Andy. Because Andy,
I appreciated Sheena saying, like, we're all here. We all put in the work. Like, show a little respect. Like, we all showed up this season. Especially from Sheena, who didn't get a lot of airtime. I think she realizes more than ever that everybody puts in a lot of work, and it doesn't matter if it's shown on screen. Like, everybody dedicates a lot of time to filming.
Yeah.
Like, show just a tiny bit of respect for that.
Yeah. And if you're, it's not your decision who's on the show, but if she's on the show, she's here for a reason. So just like,
yeah,
it's like the same thing with James. He's on the show. He's your coworker. There's a fucking deal with it. And then Kristen gets involved because, do you notice that every time Jax gets in trouble, Kristen is like right there to defend him. Like,
that's her only friend, though. Think about it. If you follow any of them on social media, like before the pandemic, Kristen only hung out with Jax and Brittany. I didn't share with anybody else.
All I think about is the fact that they slept together. Like, that's all I think about. And I'm like, maybe Kristen really still likes Jax. Because every time he's attacked, she's like, cut it out. Even to Sheena, she's like, Sheena, cut it out. And Sheena's like, bro, I stood up for you 10 minutes ago.
Jax bought Kristen a grill for a 1-year anniversary present being in our house. I thought it was the weirdest thing. He like dropped off a box like on her front lawn. Like, happy 1 year in your house.
I mean, like, that's nice, but also I just hate this friendship. And I think Stassi hates the friendship too. So we're on the good side. So then we finally bring up Lala got a lot of heat on social media for not sticking up for Ariana.
I'm happy.
And it cuts to Jax really quick, and Jax is like, yeah, she did. Yep. And I was like,
did you notice that every time Andy would bring up something, he'd be like, I know, isn't that like,
yeah. Did you see what they
Lala
did?
Do? Yeah.
So then Lala said she's absolutely not okay with what Jax said, which I thought we were going to go more into it. But then all of a sudden she's like,
she makes it about Ariana and Tom being shitty people.
Yeah. We bring up like this Instagram live that Lala made about how Ariana and Tom are not the same.
She was crazy.
She looked like she was on drugs. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is 3 a.m. and she's going nuts. But Lala says like, when she was friends with Tom and Ariana, it was like a great friendship, but now that she's friends with everyone else, they don't give a shit about her. And my first thought was, they went out of their way to be so fucking nice to you because everyone else bullied you. So obviously now that you have other friends, they're going to give their attention back to themselves, or maybe to like James or Charlie, who like is hated.
Yeah.
By
like, you don't need as much attention. They were being overly nice in like a great way. They were happy to do it. Be a really great friend to you. But they aren't your only friend anymore.
And then Tom
and other people can be a quality friend to you.
And then Tom and Ariana are straight up like, you plan all these private jet vacations and you don't invite us. So obviously you're making this like idea that you don't want to be friends with us. So we're not going to go out of our way to be super fucking nice to you. Like, it all makes sense to me. Like, Tom and Ariana makes sense.
I like that Tom and Ariana mentioned that.
Yeah.
They you know, she plans all these events and they don't get an invite. And they felt what she was saying about their friendship, like that Tom and Ariana distanced themselves. Tom and Ariana said in a reverse way, no, you're doing that. Like, that's how we feel too with your friendship. And I think it's probably from both sides. You know, like they both weren't giving a lot, which can happen, but to the point where you're not going to stick up for somebody who's like being made fun of.
Yeah. Cause
I felt like Lala,
like,
always was spitting the truth. And I feel like she used to be so good at putting people in their place when they, you know, did wrong, no matter who it was.
Because then Lala is like, what does she say? Oh, she goes, wherever, like, whatever beef you have with the rest of the cast, it doesn't affect our friendship. And it's like, no, it really does, because Jack said some stuff about us because he has beef with us and you didn't say anything. And then Lala starts crying and she's like, I just wish that you would, like, love me again. And then Ariana's the one that apologizes. And I'm like, well, where did this come from?
No, because Lala said she had some hurt feelings from last season that she never resolved from the tough and the fuck up comment.
Tough and the fuck up, yes.
That is what you're bringing into this season, and that's why you didn't say something. Like, that's why you distanced yourself, because because Ariana was saying, we're not going to coddle you. Like, we are here and we are going to support you, but we aren't going to coddle you through your bad behavior.
Based off past experience, because no one gave Ariana a break. So she's like, she needs to toughen up because this group of people are ruthless. Also, Lala should know that, because this group of people bullied her for like 3 seasons. So obviously. Well,
and I feel like Lala is somebody who would say, you need to toughen the fuck up too.
She did. Remember when Ariana's like, I don't feel safe sharing my depression. And Lala's like, you need to feel safe. This is the safe place. And Ariana was like, the fuck? Why are you yelling at me now?
Ugh. Yeah.
So I straight up, I don't understand why Ariana apologized. This was a mess. If Lala was really a straight shooter at the beginning of the season, she would have been like, Ariana, this is why I'm pissed at you. And Ariana with everyone.
I didn't mind.
Like, I have a problem.
I didn't mind Ariana apologizing for her comment, because I understand it probably hurt Lala's feelings. It's the right thing to do, but why didn't Lala apologize for not sticking up for her friend?
I saw a tweet that was like, where did that tear go that Lala was trying to push out of her face but never came? Anyone see it? It went missing. And I was like, it was kind of like a fake little, like, thank you so much for apologizing.
Here's the thing, I've learned a lot. I've learned, like, in friendships, when something goes wrong, like, one person does an initial hurting, but then somebody else hurts back. So usually an apology is required from two people, because Lala clearly pulled away, didn't invite them to shit, and then didn't, like, stick up for her friend when this dick was saying, like, rude stuff about being bi. So, definitely some kind of apology needed in there.
Barf. Oh, let's go to Jackson Sandoval, shall we?
I loved this, to be
honest.
This
was crazy. Okay, so we first list all the fucking issues. There was the fight about the pre-bachelor party that Tom Sandoval couldn't make. And then there was
St. Louis, everybody. He was in St. Louis, really needed.
He was visiting his own mother.
On Mother's Day, how dare you? I don't talk to my mom, so you can't talk to your mom.
Yeah, literally, that's what it was. But then there was the fight about the pastor. And they showed that, and then showed Brittany and Jax in the corner, and Brittany was cringing. And I was like, good, I hope you do, because that's when she was like, I'll knock him the fuck out. Oh, fuck you, Sandoval.
I think she's kind of proud of herself, though. I think she was like, oh, that's kind of funny, but I can't laugh. Like, I have to cringe.
Ugh. And then it's like, Sandoval's uninvited. Schwartz is crying. Then he's reinvited.
The Schwartz crying. Max was like laughing so hard in the corner.
It was so cute.
So many people were like, this is the best part.
Oh, it was so funny. And then Jax forgives Sandoval, but like doesn't forgive Sandoval. So then Andy asks, Jax, why were you so mad at Sandoval when he chose to see his family over going to your pre-bachelor party? Which one, Sandoval at the real bachelor party was the best guest.
The best man.
So why is Jax mad? And Jax goes, because I didn't hear from him prior to this, so I figured I wasn't going to hear from him after this. And everyone was like, what?
He also said, I just know he's not like great at responding. And of course, thank God, Sandoval was like, are you kidding me? We saw the text. I literally showed you the text. And they did. And of course, we see Jack saying, oh, I didn't see that text. So is it Sandoval who isn't texting, or is it you not reading text?
Jack responded to it. He responded to the missing text. Listen, I love people these days that are like,
text
I didn't
can go
get
missing.
It.
Mm-hmm. You opened it. Hold on. You opened it and then you forgot about it. So then the next time you go to text them, you're like, shit, I'm the asshole.
Yes. But
so
straight
you
up.
See it though.
Jax in the tape was like, oh, I didn't get that. And that's when Sandoval was like, you responded. Also, everyone during this cracking up. Everyone's confused. Rachel and Raquel. Oh my God, I called her Rachel. She's no peasant. She's Raquel. Raquel and James
like Rachel.
Cracking up. and then Sandoval is asked the question, it seems like you were aware of the pastor's post before. Why not bring it up sooner? And then Brittany and Jack, that was my question.
Right.
That was my question too. Like, they're going to fight over Zoom. And everyone was like, simmer.
Here's the thing. Jack, every time a problem was brought up about someone else, he's always like, exactly. Yep. See, that's what I wanted to know. That's this
fight
whole season. That's what I wanted to know. But why wouldn't you bring that up with your friends when it was all going down? If you have been wanting to ask that question,
true.
Why didn't you ask it?
So then Ariana looks at Tom and is like, do you want to say it or do you want me to? And
I loved it.
Jax goes, I believe he's asking Sandoval. And I was like, how come Brittany can answer for you, but you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jax. There are many questions we don't ask you, but you answer. Same with you, Kristen. Same with you.
Tom thought something had been done about it, and then he found out it didn't get taken care of, which, like, this all confused me, but, like, whatever. And then Jax
saw it and assumed they saw it, too, and would do something, which I get, but there is a slight problem on Sandoval's part for just not bringing it up when the issue was first brought up to him.
So then,
we all make mistakes.
I'm very surprised at Schwartz because he's explaining how it's perceived by Jax. Like Sandoval pulled Jax aside and it was perceived that he was being condescending and smug. And I was like, no one gives a shit how it was perceived by Jax. Okay. It's all about how it was actually done.
Thank you.
Which I was like, Schwartz, hey, shut the fuck up. Which a lot of people on Twitter also agreed with. They did not like Schwartz.
Listen, I understand. I think Schwartz can see a lot that Sandoval doesn't. So I think it's a valid point that Jax came into it with preconceived notions. Like, Jax had an opinion about how Sandoval was going to handle it. The best was that Sandoval was saying, like, that's why I want to talk to you. Like, and Ariana was like, yeah, he pulled you aside to talk to you about it privately. And Brittany is always like, well, I had already fired him, so it didn't really matter.
Didn't even matter. Well,
that's not what he was talking about. Like, Sandoval wasn't asking you to fire him at all. Like, that's not what the conversation was about.
He straight up said, why did it take Lisa calling for you to do this? You know?
Yeah.
And then Jackson, this is like, why does everyone understand besides you two? And Ariana, my queen, is just like, I don't give a fuck what you understand or what we understand. And then Jax calls her a miserable person, which I think is wrong. I think Ariana is very happy with her life. So
I think she's relatively happy, more happy than Jax is with his life, as we saw this season.
Jax is like losing his mind and going to the gym five times a day.
Holy F.
So then Andy asks Jax, did you think the comments about the pastor weren't going to come up on the show? Like, straight up.
Well, because right before that, Jax said, like, I don't know why he had to bring it. He said something like, I don't know why he had to bring it up on camera. Like, he made this thing. And I thought first he said he made this a production, but he said he made it a production thing, which, bravo, like, they don't want you to break the fourth wall, you know, like, they don't want you to talk about production.
Yeah.
And but they've recently started to peel that back, because on Real Housewives of New Jersey, one girl looked at the camera, got pissed because production, like, set this whole, just the whole thing went off. That I think this was kind of similar, where we couldn't see a lot of what Jax wanted to yell about, because a lot of it probably was him yelling that it was put on camera.
Well, hey, everyone's got to share their lives, okay? If Sheena gets a bad edit, we're going to talk about your gay pastor. And it's like what the people want to know because
it's not a gay pastor.
It's a homophobic pastor. That pastor is going to be pissed that I called him gay. So
technically, whatever. They did have a gay pastor then.
Lance Bass, where are you at? But yeah, I don't know. I think that it's what everyone wants to see, like, because it happened so publicly. So all the fans want answers and to see how it went down. So obviously they're going to want to put it on the show.
I agree.
Oh, so
we also have to segue shortly into the problem children.
Oh my God. Okay. So really quick, Jax blames the pastor being Brittany's pastor and not his pastor. So
he loves to throw Brittany under the bus. It's kind of funny. Brittany's always like, what the fuck? I stand straight by up. You can't even just be like,
I'm telling you, if this was my husband, we'd be divorced already. This dude does not give a fuck about his wife.
I would be Katie. He would be dead and I'd be convicted, you know?
And then, okay, so then Jax tries to turn this onto the Max drama, which we'll get to. And he sends, you know, he's like, he's going crazy about how Max had racial tweets from 10 years ago resurface, or racially charged tweets.
Yeah.
And why doesn't Sandoval handle Max the same way that he's handling Jax about this homophobic pastor and all this stuff? And Sandoval's like, I fucking care about racial equality and I'm only a 5% owner, so I can't fucking do anything.
Well, he said he did address it with him. Which yeah. I believe he did.
Oh yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
This didn't come up while they were filming. So it is a different like timeline. So there's not gonna be them addressing it on camera. That wasn't happening. So it is different. But yeah, he's a 5% owner, so there's no way he can make that much of a difference. Like he can have a talking with him as a friend, the same way he did with Jax.
Yeah, and Lisa says, like, let's get one thing straight. Sandoval owns 5%. I was the one that chose to keep Max.
And Brett, because Brett and was Brett. In a different category, but, like, on the Sandoval spectrum. But
and then Lisa said if she fired everyone that did something stupid, none of them would have a job. Which
I agree.
Yeah, so I do think that it because now we get to hear from Max and Brett, which, especially in today's day and age,
climate
happening. Yeah. There's a lot of obviously racial inequality and people using inappropriate language and police brutality and all that. So we give Max a chance to address the tweets. And Max says that he apologizes. He's an adult now and he cringes thinking about those things from 10 years ago. He has a half black mom and an African American grandfather who helped raise him. And the culture has really changed and he's sorry and there's no excuse. Racial slurs are never okay. Never. It doesn't matter if you are African American. It doesn't matter if you aren't African American. Don't use it. With that being said, I think people are stupid. Like 10 years ago, we saw the tweet, which the tweet was super inappropriate. Straight up.
I think it's hard for a lot of people to be forgiving and kind after people make mistakes because I think they're worried it makes them look like they're accepting
enabler.
The behavior. Yeah. Which it's never okay. I think a lot of people make mistakes when they're younger. It's very unfortunate, but I don't think it should define people. And I think it's about what people do next, personally.
Yeah, I think if he can learn and grow from this, then we can, like, try and move on. He's obviously received a lot of hate. I was very mad when I found out that Max tweeted these things. At the same time, we've all said stupid things. We've all used bad language. And I think at this point, the only answer is to educate and grow.
Yeah. So I think it's naive to think any of us haven't. Not to this level, of course. I think also think being in writing, it sticks permanently, but think like in an offhanded way when you were 14 years old trying to be cool with your friends, like people say a lot of dumb things, but those things aren't in writing and they really can't haunt you. And I think it's good to accept that a lot of people want to grow and change, you know, take them at face value and kind of watch what their actions are afterwards. But I hate that people condemn people so hard for something so long ago and don't allow them to grow. Yeah. You know, you can't put people in these boxes.
We'll see where Max goes from this. There hasn't been anything recently that surfaced. And then same with Brett. We didn't see his tweet, but he also used racially inappropriate language. And he said that he's so sorry and there's no excuse and he regrets it. He was a kid and he was making jokes and it wasn't smart. And he's doing his best to move forward and grow, which Lisa then says that she's never seen anything from these two that would make her believe that they're still like this or she wouldn't be okay with it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and be like, Lisa should or shouldn't fire them because it's really not my decision. But
I feel like people want to attack her for things. And I think more hate doesn't help any scenario like this. First off, like just attacking like Lisa or these guys for something they did. I think, like I said, it's about educating and moving forward. And I think we're in a time where, you know, we're really faced with that. I am a white female and, you know, I personally don't know a lot. And I think it's a time where everybody's challenged. So if we don't see it from them now,
well,
but this is the time to really, put it at the forefront. Put your money where your mouth is.
They should probably make a donation. Just straight up. Let's start there.
Sign a petition. Yeah. Call your senators.
Don't leave a bad review. Just donate. So then we have to go back to Jackson Tom because it never ends.
Okay, this second part I think was better.
Yeah.
And so, I have a lot to say about one part of it. Let me stretch.
Ugh. Oh my God, you're like really getting ready. So it starts out with Stassi is on Jackson Brittany's side about Tom confronting them. But she also thinks that it's convenient how Jax and Brittany are so clueless about these posts.
Which I appreciate this because,
let's
be honest, there's something about being on a reality TV show, you do have to confront people at not convenient times. So in real life, I really don't think this conversation would have gone down like that. But they're on a show and this is what life is. But I'm happy that Stassi was like, talking about she didn't appreciate the way it went about, but she does not agree with Jackson Brittany's actions either.
Yeah. And it is. It's very convenient how Jackson Brittany missed all these things, which
I find impossible. There was a lot on the season.
There was a lot of public attention. I don't know how you missed this. And also when you're in the public eye, you need to be very careful of everything you do.
Like, don't you have a PR like a team in a sense? Don't you have a manager? Right? Your manager would have seen me. I have a hard time with this because like Brittany talks and we'll get to that in just 1 second, but like Lisa talks after her and says, I was on the phone with her, you know, she was so emotional, so upset, which I do believe. I believe like she was really upset about it, how everything went down, because think about the amount of hate you get like as reality person and then muddled with this like PR nightmare basically. But I don't understand how you don't see it, but I feel like I don't know.
They're just stupid
and conflicted with the way Lisa was like, I believe her because I was on the phone with her and she seemed blindsided and so upset. But how do you not see any of it? How do you not?
So Sheena defends Sandoval really quick and says that she thinks Sandoval was just being a good friend. Because he's one of the most amazing friends that she's ever had, which, like, fuck, he's the most amazing friend to everyone.
Stassi was like, I've heard you say that about 40 people in the last, like, 3 months.
You know what I have to say to Stassi about that? Maybe Sheena just surrounds herself with really great people.
I kind of think so.
Boom. I can't believe I just stood up to Stassi over podcast.
Stassi, don't come on. I know you listen to this.
I'm on my Sheena boat right now. I love her.
Okay. No, I think Sheena's the type of person who calls anybody who's a somewhat good friend an amazing friend, especially when she just needs to, you know, she sees him being attacked, so she wants to stand up for him. But I do think Sheena also surrounds herself with pretty good people.
So this is when Brittany starts to lose her fucking mind.
Oh, this is why.
Oh my God, Meredith's stretching. Okay, so Brittany starts talking about how they already got rid of the pastor. Jax interrupts, and Brittany freaks out and goes,
which I'm happy.
Can
she did
I talk
that.
For a second?
I'm happy she did that what? To him. I'm happy she was like, stop speaking. I'm speaking. Like, let me get my 2 cents out. You always just scream your opinion.
Yeah. And then Brittany starts getting her tears ready. This is one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through in my fucking life.
I don't understand.
A horrible country accent.
I don't understand what was hard for her besides getting hate. You know, that is difficult. I think if that's what she would have said, like she didn't really clarify. So I don't understand how this is hard for her to have a homophobic pastor. Because the problem, like the hard part is because you didn't resolve it in time and then you got backlash. That's the hard part. Mm-hmm. But the actual issue wasn't hard for you. Having like, that's my problem with it is you didn't actually have a problem with your pastor being homophobic at the root of it.
Yeah.
It was a hard time because your friends questioned you and
fans,
like social media. Yeah. It wasn't because of mm-hmm. what was actually going on. You weren't, it doesn't seem like they were truly offended. The only reason they ever got upset is because Sandoval questioned them. But didn't Lisa question them? So what's the problem?
Yeah, because then Jax is like, it was hard because of them. And he points to Ariana and Tom. And Brittany again is like, not because of them, because of the things the pastor said. And Brittany yells again at Jax because he just won't let her talk. He just keeps fucking interrupting her, which this man should be hit straight up.
No, we do not. We do not accept violence in any form.
Oh, I know. I've never hit anyone in my life, but I dream about it.
He needs a word slapping. Like, he needs to verbally, like, be handled.
So then Brittany promises that once she saw the tweet, she reached out to the pastor and said it's not okay to be homophobic. And the pastor
and
said
he
that
promised.
He didn't feel homophobic. And she believed him.
I don't.
That's some bullshit.
I don't understand how you see one, you talk to the guy. Because think about it. Just a minute ago, they were so pissed about Brett and Max having one tweet that we know of with one word in it. That's super offensive. But their pastor has one tweet or one whatever form he used. And he doesn't feel it. So it's fine.
No, yeah. No, he told Brittany that this wasn't him. And she was like, yeah, okay. Cool. Like, I would have been like, are you fucking kidding me? Especially if I'm on a reality TV show. Like, this is put out in the world. People are going to find this. Like, I can't be associated with you and your thoughts like this.
Well, you put yourself so out there during, like, LA Pride that this isn't, like, the reaction people expected.
Yeah.
Plus, like, I cannot imagine calling, I'm Catholic, calling my, like, we're not really close to any of the priests anymore, but like the priest I grew up with, if he was still at my church, calling him and being like, you know, I saw something online, and him being like, I promise I'm not homophobic. I'm sorry, it's the fucking Catholic church. Like, you kind of have to assume a little bit, like be a little smarter. I think there are some really great people, really great priests who are very accepting, but like,
Brittany,
how could you just take that at face value that like this tweet happened and they're gonna say they don't feel it?
Yeah. And also, Brittany is from Kentucky, which is a primarily red state.
The Bible Belt.
Yeah, she's fully in there. Her parents, I think it came out, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure at one point her parents were somewhat homophobic as well, or there was like some speculation about it. So like, Brittany, come on, girl. Let's think about it a little bit more.
The best is in this moment, Jax at one point said, I mean, when this all came out, like, we texted you, Andy, and said, wow, this really sucks. What? You're gonna
And Andy's
text.
Like, don't pull me into this.
Yeah, I'm like, just because you text, it's the same as when people say, like, I'm not racist because I have a black friend. I'm not homophobic because, like,
I texted gay Andy Cohen.
Like, that's just not how this works. Just because you texted somebody who's gay when you found out doesn't absolve you.
And he didn't even say something like, Andy, I'm so sorry that this is happening to your network. It was like, man, this sucks.
Yeah,
boo.
It wasn't even like, I hope you know, like, his views don't align with mine. It was, oh my God, we're in such a pickle.
Oh my God, who's our pastor now? Should we get a really gay pastor now called Lance Bass?
Yeah, should we go to the extreme opposite and make sure we have a gay pastor?
So fucking weird.
We're not homophobic.
And I just love Andy's face. It was a pure, like, okay.
Little soft smile, like, I'm gonna walk out of here. Was it Homer Simpson with the bush? Like,
oh yeah. Can you imagine if Andy just turned off his camera really quick and was just like, it went black? That would have been,
oh my God.
I miss it. Okay, so then Sandoval comes in, or Schwartz comes in and is like, I think Jackson Sandoval are just such good friends that this whole thing, you know, blew up. And Sandoval, rightfully so, is like, absolutely not. I have been a way better friend to Jack than he has ever fucking been to me. And no one's done more fucked up things to me in my life.
He said friend or foe.
Friend or foe.
Yep.
Than Jack's motherfucking Taylor.
That
and
was,
then Jack's.
I think that summed it up, though. Like, if you think about the last 8 seasons, how many times has Jack actually been screwed over? Not, I didn't get a text, but then it's because I didn't get it, / I responded to your text. Like, actually screwed over by Sandoval. I'll maybe give him a 0.2 for the not coming to the pre-bachelor party. A 0.2.
Should we go through, though? Jack slept with his girlfriend twice. Once when twice. Sandoval was there. I'm pretty sure he's
horrible.
He didn't warn Sandoval when they were going to do the crucifixion of Kristen. So Sandoval was also blindsided. He never apologized. He didn't use a condom one time.
Oh, God.
Moving on to the next, I'm pretty sure he's the one that came out with the golden nugget stuff about Ariana.
That's true. He constantly disses his partner and tells him he's unhappy and like tries to ruin their relationship. Yeah. He uninvited him from his wedding.
He called Ariana.
Complains about his birthday party.
Like, this dude fucking, Jack sucks. If there's one person in this world that is on Jack's side, please put it in the Facebook group so I know why. Like, let us know
what we're missing. Like, what has Sandoval done to Jack?
And I don't want to hear he's good TV.
Besides be the number one guy in the group.
Boom. Yeah, I don't want to hear Jackson's good TV because I understand that, but I don't like
him. 100%.
Do you like him? Like, as a person, does anyone besides Brittany maybe? And Randall? Just because Randall doesn't
know
any
better?
Not
even his mom likes him.
Okay, yeah, let's move forward with this conversation because Jackson's mom comes up. So... Sandoval goes off and Jax responds with, yeah, you wanted to come to my wedding, which like fucking duh, he did.
Well, I think that's him once again being a good friend. Didn't want to miss this big moment. He was willing to put and say, I'm sorry, I'm this, I'm that. I would love to be on your special day.
Yeah. And then Jax says he has 2 big regrets. And one was, his biggest regret just is having Sandoval there. And I wrote 2 things, which one, Sandoval was fantastic at your wedding. You're lucky to have him around.
Remember the umbrella? The to-go bar? Yeah.
Remember when all the alcohol went missing and Sandoval was the only one to get it back?
Jack was screaming and it's like, well, how about somebody just goes and fixes the problem and walks 2 feet over and grabs all the vodka?
And 2, Jack would have been pissed. If Sandoval got uninvited to the wedding and actually didn't go, Jax would have been like, you're a horrible friend. You didn't even come to my wedding.
All the time. He would bring that up all the time.
You didn't even make an effort to come to my wedding. That's what we would hear. So this man, you cannot win with this man. He is just a constant loser.
Well, even worse, he says, my biggest regret is having Sandoval at the wedding because he was bullied by the girls he invited. Like, that's why he invited him back. Which
the
is
girls
ridiculous.
Were straight up like, ugh.
You'll regret not having him. Yeah. Well, the girls were straight up and had a conversation with him. You'll regret not having him. Like, invite him. This isn't worth it. And even Brittany said, I'm happy. She, like, kind of silently said it to Jax. I'm happy. I'm happy he was there. I don't want to look back in 10 years and, like, regret it. And I think that's big of
her. So he blames the girls. He says he was bullied. Yeah. And it cuts to the 3 girls who are all like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Just shut up. Like all of their cringe was just unbelievable. Yeah.
That's what bothers me is zero actions of Jax's are like
his fault.
He doesn't take ownership.
It's not his fault. But then Sandoval says what we've all been thinking is like Jax expected his mom, who Jax made explicitly clear that she's not invited. Jax was upset that then she didn't come.
She didn't magically appear.
Jax fucking roast this lady on national television. I don't know if this is on Bravo television. everyone watches. Jim everyone Bravo hears about it. He talks about how much he hates his mom all the time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But then is like, you're not allowed
to talk.
Dare
she not call me on my birthday? I'm 40 years old and she called me all mom, 39 years.
My mom doesn't even care. Okay, it's like, yeah, I bashed her for like the past 2 years and I fucking hate her, but she should call me for my
She's
birthday.
My mom.
Duh.
Yeah.
Which, you're a 40-year-old man. You can pull up your big boy pants and call your fucking mother, who's probably at this point, like, I don't know, 70 years old? Right?
No.
Like, maybe 65, 70? You can call her. So then, Jax freaks out with Brittany. How dare
don't
you
talk
bring up
about my mom?
My mom. Everyone jumps in.
Okay. A lot of people are like, we're not talking about family. I kind of agree sometimes on like reality TV show, like let's not bring in the family, but Jax has already brought her into this. So he literally on the wedding day was like, and so my godmother will walk me down the aisle because my mom will not be here. But I totally believe he wanted his mom to magically appear and be like, I'm here.
I'm so sorry for everything I did wrong. You were right. That's what he wants.
And if Sandoval hadn't been re-invited, he would have wanted the same thing from him. Is you magically appear so then I can turn you away. But I feel loved because you showed up, but then I get to dismiss you and be like, I didn't want you here.
Yep. And Sandoval says what we all know. You don't give a fuck about anyone but yourself. And then fucking Danica comes in and goes, it's a competition with Jax about who's the worst person. I didn't get it, but I was like, you're right.
No,
like, it felt weird.
I think she's saying it's a competition, but like basically saying there is no competition because Jax is the worst person. Like it's a competition.
Yes.
Who's the worst person on this show?
Cough, cough. And then no one else can get a word in and it cuts.
Well, Andy's like, mute, which like obviously was editing, but I was like, that's actually pretty funny. I would totally mute all of their little screens.
I would just mute Jax and see what happened.
Just silently screaming. Nobody can see us as I'm silently screaming to Alicia.
I know, we're on Zoom, and so I can see Meredith yelling at me silently. She's actually really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I gave her the finger. Dang.
Okay, so then we have next week. This doesn't look as good as this week.
No. But I mean, it kind of has to be.
Yeah.
There's no way they leave the best, or like start with the best.
Also, so I think there's going to be three reunions, and there has to be because we haven't even made it to the wedding yet. So, like, we got to hit the wedding, and then we got to hit everything after the wedding.
Yeah, because we definitely have to speak about Kristen not being at the engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened this season? Anything?
The softball game. James' sobriety. Katie and James. The pool party.
They definitely touch on that.
Okay.
The pool
next
party.
Week,
solid.
I made it like questions. Like, what will happen next? Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah. This is
what
a fun
has
game.
What has the cast been doing in quarantine? Did Max and Sheena hook up in Palm Springs? Were there BJs?
Yes.
Do Jax and Brittany still poop with the door open?
Brittany's pissed.
Is Kristen mad at Raquel? Does everyone love sober James? Fuck yeah, they
90%.
Do.
90%. Jax is the only one who doesn't.
How proud is Katie? Are the witches of WeHo still dead?
Yeah.
Is Bo done with Kristen? Will Kristen be here next season?
Definitely
Stay
not.
Tuned
she's out.
For Bravo.
I hope she's out. Yeah. For Bravo.
For Bravo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that was the end. I don't think we need to do a Jaxter pump or
no. There, I, it wasn't as,
accepted or blocked.
No, we all know that Jax is locked. I understand what you're about to say there. Like, it's obvious Jax is locked.
I would accept Charlie if
I
we had to.
But this isn't like a normal reunion where, like, a lot of people are, like, typically dicks. Arguing. You know, like, you know, I feel like last season it was Ariana and Tom against, like, everyone defending James. You know, like, people are just assholes to them. Yeah. But you couldn't really do that. Like, this, I'm actually super happy with the Zoom because they can't all scream at each other. Like, last season's reunion was horrible.
I don't know what was happening still. Everyone was just yelling at once. Okay, so I posted in the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for people's thoughts. And I even posted a great picture of Danica, Charlie, and Katie all looking ridiculously annoyed in different ways. Go check it out if you want to join the Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Go.
Alicia posts really great GIFs and photos to announce that we need conversation.
I need your opinions. And we had Andrea. I'm going to ask for your phonetic spelling, but
yeah, next time you come on a post, it's our fault, but it's so hard over like just reading a name.
I know.
Give us the phonetic spelling.
She was like a recent join, like maybe the past 2 or 3 weeks. She likes every single one of my posts and comments all her thoughts. So like, love her. But she said,
our new superstar.
She said, Max and Kristen hooked up and I'm shooketh. And I was like, hell yeah, girl, my jaw dropped. Yeah. And she goes, I was like, when and why? And wasn't she friends with Dana? Which I don't know. Like,
their why was because they live around the block from each other.
It's convenient.
I'm not going to go hook up with a like college junior just because he lived across the street. That's not how it works.
Max is a good 10 years younger than Kristen too. And if it happened twice, wait, I saw a tweet that was like, Jax and Max both came back for seconds, so we gotta ask what Kristen's doing right. Ooh. And I was like, oh my god, like I died after that tweet. My
That's
soul left
true.
My body.
You know what, a slight props to Kristen, that is true.
Yeah, but I went creeping on Jax too because I was very curious as to if he was, you know, madly tweeting or anything. But then I also thought, like, during these times, you really shouldn't be tweeting anything about yourself. Like, just focus on
the world. Oh, but it's Jax. He can't not talk about himself.
Yeah. So for the most part, he did have a tweet about how Carol Baskin is a bitch if you watch Tiger King.
He loves that cheer, which I kind of find funny. He's obsessed with them.
Yeah, there was one girl that said that Charlie actually made her want to stand up for Jax. And Jax really? Was like, I just let her speak. That pretty much tells you everything. I've had one conversation with this child in my life, so it's not worth my time.
Okay, so you can call her a child, but she can't call you old.
Yeah. Oh, here was the one. So someone tweeted, Bo laughing at Charlie calling Jax Taylor 50. Best part so far. Bo was just along for the ride. Love it. And Jax quotes the tweet so he can respond. And he goes, last time I checked, he's older than me.
Nobody was saying, like, he thought it was funny. That doesn't mean he's not, like, he wouldn't, like, erupt in anger just because he got called old. He's probably like, I'm living my best life right now.
Also, last time I checked, 50-year-old men are the reason that chick can survive in this town. Know your role, sweetie. Don't throw rocks in a glass house. If Charlie's hooking up with 50-year-old men, I want to see it. Bravo, if we could get some cameras, please. I would love that.
What glass house is she living in about being old?
Know your role, sweetie.
I don't think he knows what that phrase really means.
Don't throw rocks in this glass house. I think he's trying to say, like, you're calling me old, but you're supposedly fucking older men. So, like, you're throwing rocks in this glass house. And it's just like, just fucking take a joke. You were berating her. Just let her really quick.
Yeah. Think about all the jabs everybody gives each other. And, like, people don't erupt like that. like being called old, like at first that I get the 50-year-old thing, but the like old comment, like let water off your back, like
the best
down.
Is the bedtime. Sorry, I fell asleep. Oh yeah, it's past your
walked
time.
Walked right into that. She it's was quick time. On it. I loved it. I was like,
he's great. I love Charlie. Solid. And she ate solid. Pasta, so we're all set and ready to go.
I mean, at Olive Garden, I think it's insane she did not eat pasta at Sir. How do you work there? And
most
your first
of their dishes, most of their dishes are pasta, which makes me so excited to go because I love pasta.
I know, me too.
It's about the pasta. It's all about the pasta.
We clearly love pasta.
About that pasta.
We
I
named
pasta
our podcast after it.
Did you? Pasta for lunch and a calzone for dinner, everyone.
Oh,
quarantine.
I'm so jealous. I had, should I go through what I eat?
Yeah, with it. Yeah, okay.
I had a sandwich with avocado on it and turkey. And
oh, healthy.
Cheese. And then my family ate all the dinner before I could eat. So oh I God. Had those banana bites.
You need to go make yourself some pasta.
Oh, it does sound good. I really want ramen.
Oh, I said that the other day that I really wanted ramen.
We have the
everyone,
spicy ramen
Uncle
we
Lord,
got from Costco.
Everyone should go, if you're going to go order ramen, order locally, please. Support your local business.
No, I mean, like, I was going to do the microwave pack.
Oh, that's not as fun.
I live in the suburbs. It's 9:20.
That's true. You don't. Yeah. Well, we're already on curfew because Chicago curfew is 9 p.m.
I don't know if the county, like the county's under curfew. I don't think it is. You
well, count your blessings. Because if you need somewhere past 9 p.m., you're stuck. Where are you going to
rest? So I was wondering. All right. We're just left. Like, let's get off this.
Okay. Everyone stay safe between quarantine and protests. Everyone, please educate yourself. If we've learned anything from this.
We appreciate you all and love you all.
Yes. Go team.
Go. Goodbye.